Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your... altar again, set me on fire, set me on fire.
Yeah, set us on fire. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. He's setting us on fire. Are you on fire today? Welcome, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast. Live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and assigning you a daily task. Our ministry is sponsored by churchgirldresses.com, the place where good girls shop. So make sure you visit churchgirldresses.com. Everything from church wear to casual wear to evening wear, it's the place where good girls shop, and there is an Easter special going on now. Our topic for today is change the status quo. Change the status quo. And our scripture comes from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. You can call in live with me. The number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. And I welcome everyone who's tuned in live with me right now. But if you cannot call in at 7, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, feeldfire.com, feeldfire.com. But your best bet is to follow the podcast so the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, and then it's available for you to listen at any time throughout the day, and you don't have to remember to try to go to the website at 8 a.m. The way to follow is to text the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. All of this information, if you were unable to write it down, is available on my ministry website, feeldfire.com, feeldfire.com. Make sure you visit the website to send me your prayer request. I do pray over what you send me, and also to visit, make sure to visit the sponsor, churchgirldresses.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 17 through 21, reading from the KJV. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray ye in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Come on and give God praise for his word today, saints. What is our topic? Change the status quo. The status quo means basically the existing state of affairs. You know, whatever is going on, however things are right now. That's the status quo. And generally it refers to the political climate or societal culture or norms. That's the baseline. It's the status quo. It's what everyone is doing. It is what almost like mores or norms, what's considered, you know, the right thing to do. But the status quo doesn't get as much into right or wrong as just saying this is the way things are. For example, many years ago, we had society was where women could not vote. Women could not own property. That was the status quo. Today, as women, we will look back on that and say, how in the world would women allow themselves not to have been able to vote, not to have owned property? Their entire importance or identity was within their husband. So if you didn't have a husband, you know, to have any property or anything like that, you were just left out there like a boat up a creek without a paddle. But that was the status quo. Of course, things have changed. But you can't just always look back, you know, at things and say, oh, I would never have done that, because you don't know what you would have done. That was the status quo. Apparently, there was someone who said that was enough because they led the fight to make those changes, right? And then, you know, back before the Civil Rights Act of 1964, we had the situation where segregation existed institutionally. African Americans had to ride the back of the bus, couldn't go into the front door, couldn't drink from the same water fountain. Well, you know, I never lived through that time. And many times I like to talk with my mom and older people because I like to find out how in the world you made it during that time, you know, and all of the things, and not just black people, because there were many people of many races and ethnicities who fought in the civil rights fight, the right for civil rights for black people. And so I look at, you know, them marching and the dogs being turned on them or released on them and all the things they went through. I say, oh, my God, I don't know if I could have done that. Hey, that was the status quo. So here we are in 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 21. And the author starts off, Paul starts off by letting us know here, if you are in Christ, you are made to be a new creature. The old you, the old way, the old thoughts, behaviors, and conduct, they are passed away, glory, and all things are become new. Now notice what he said. He didn't say they might pass away or that they will, in other words, futuristic. No, he said they are passed away, glory, meaning that from the time you give your life to Christ, it is concluded spiritually that the old you is gone. Hallelujah. And that everything about you spiritually has become new. Now, whether or not you choose to walk in that newness, to change your existing state of affairs, is up to you. You see, he went on to explain how God, through Christ, had reconciled us to himself and caused Jesus to become the sin for us so that we could become the righteousness of God. And in doing so, God reconciled us to him. He resolved the issue of Adam and Eve's sin and made us ambassadors for Christ. So now we are no longer the status quo of who we used to be. The way that we used to resolve things, you know, maybe with gossip or rumors or backbiting or fighting or killing somebody, you know, all kinds of things. Come on now. I got people from multiple countries listening. I don't know, you know, who you were, and you don't know who I was. So my point is, let's not all act like we're so wonderful now for those who've already given their lives to Christ. You know how people clean up well and all of a sudden never had a past? No. You need to go to Fluffy Word for that. This is Daily Fire, where we're talking about taking you from glory to glory to glory, so I deal with reality and the facts and the truth. Glory to Jesus. So, you know, there were illegal, immoral, unrighteous, and unethical ways that we dealt with things. But we're now a new creature. Now, there may be still some issues in the natural that overlap into this change. For example, if you were just, you know, arrested yesterday, and you give your life to Christ today, that's not going to come in and nullify the charge automatically. You're still going to have to deal with the situation, but you could still seek the mercy of God, right, that the charges be dropped or that they give you an offer if you know you really deserve a whole lot of prison time, or that you get life if you know it's something, it's a capital crime for which you would get death, or if you and your had an argument and you're going through a separation or divorce right now, you giving your life to Christ won't automatically change that. But because giving your life to Christ makes you a new creature, you now have the capability to change that. You have the capability to stop separation in its tracks, to stop divorce. You have the capability, glory, to stop addiction, to stop your wayward children. You have the ability and the capability to speak life into people, life into situations, life into relationships, life into your own mind, your own way of thinking. I'm talking about righteous life. I'm talking about joyous life, because the power of life and death works in the is in your tongue. You must first want to change the status quo. You must desire for things to be different. Because if you are content in your mess, even you being a new creature won't change it, because although you are changed, you refuse to walk in the new you. You have to get sick and tired and sick of just existing at a subpar level, or at good when you could have better, or at better when you could have great, or at great when you could have infinity. You have to say there is so much more to life than what I'm living right now. And because I'm a new creature, reconciled to Christ, all the old things about me are passed away. And so today I introduce you to the new me, a winner, a champion, a victor, someone with purpose and destiny, someone with joy, unspeakable joy, divine peace, goodness, holiness. I introduce you to the new me today. I'm not going back. Through the power of Christ, I'm going to walk right, think right, live right. I'm going to pray right. How am I going to do it? Because I'm going to get in His Word. I'm going to stay in His Word. I'm going to surround myself with positive people. I'm going to go to church so I can hear the Word. I'm going to get involved, get plugged in, so I'm not just, you know, a bench warmer or a spectator, but an active participant. I am going to witness to Christ. I'm going to pray every day. I'm going to praise every day. I'm going to tithe. I'm going to give my offering. I'm going to look to do good. And every day, glory, that the old me tries to come back, I am going to rebuke that thing and remind myself I am no longer that person.
Let's get ready to go into prayers and this powerful teaching. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We dishonor you today. Father, your name is so worthy. Your name is so worthy. Lord, your name is worthy. And our souls find joy in you. We find our peace. We find our victory and destiny. Oh, Lord, we are just excited because this is the new us today. This is the new us today. The old us has passed away. That old dirty wretched soul exists no more. That old dirty wretched soul exists no more. That old dirty wretched situation, it exists no more, because we are now the righteousness of God in Christ. We are new creatures, and we walk a new way. We talk a new way. We speak and smile a new way. Oh, people won't even understand why we're so excited today. It's because I'm trying to introduce you to the new me. People won't understand why we won't gossip today, why we won't backslide, why we won't be on social media commenting negatively on other people's posts, why we won't get on the phone gossiping, because I'm trying to introduce you to the new me. People won't understand why we're not sad and depressed, broke, busted, and disgusted. Why we won't show up for work late anymore. Why we won't go in there and back talk our bosses and superiors, but we'll do what we're supposed to do because we're aligning ourselves for promotion and elevation. It's because I'm introducing you to the new me. So, Father, I pray for everyone now that, Father, they understand that the old them is passed away. And behold, they have become me. In the name of Jesus, everybody say, I am the new me. Say it again. Today, I begin the life of the new me. In the name of Jesus, everyone say amen. I'm going to do the altar call, then give you your task. But you just keep on praising God. Just keep on rebuking the old you. That person no longer exists. For those who are unsaved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family. Everybody make sure you're in church, Sunday school, Bible study. You are spending time with the Lord. Daily fire is part of your spending time with God. Make sure you never miss it. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Go to the website at 8 if you can't call in. But even better, follow Daily Fire by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. You'll receive a confirmation text, and you'll also receive today's recording so you can hear it again. Encourage yourself throughout the day and bless others by sharing it with them. Now, our topic for today is change the status quo. Your task for today is to introduce everybody to the new you, because the old you is gone. Remember, go to churchgirldresses.com so that you can get the great Easter sale. It's church wear, casual wear, and evening wear. There's actually the hot pink dress you'll see on there is one I have. I actually wore it to church a few Sundays ago, and everyone loved it. Churchgirldresses.com, and send me your prayer request at feelthefire.com. Whatever you do, don't miss the fire, and don't go back to the old you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment. In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire. Come on, sing.